On the show, history is being made back east. A vote and a debate in the U.S. Senate on gun control. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, will hold the first vote on major gun control legislation since 1993. Here's a flavor of a debate already underway around America.
I'm a gun owner, and the rights that are enshrined in the Second Amendment are very, very important to me personally, as I know they are to so many people across Pennsylvania. My record shows this. I've got to tell you candidly, I don't consider criminal background checks to be gun control. I think it's just common sense.
You can hear the paparazzi there. That's Senator Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania, speaking at a news conference yesterday with his political ally, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia.
They understand this is common sense. This is gun sense. We're not infringing on their rights as an individual citizen. But basically, if you're going to go to a gun show, you should be subjected the same as if you went to the gun store.
Senators Toomey and Manchin, they're both with A ratings from the National Rifle Association, leading the way on compromise. Is compromise the theme this time around? Joining us is Steve Onofre, member of the Concerned Gun Owners of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hello, John.
Also with us, Brian Smith from Charleston, West Virginia. Brian, welcome.
Hello, John.
So, Brian and Steve, do you feel like you're a part of this Pennsylvania and West Virginia mindset, setting the stage for compromise? Steve, why don't you begin?
At this point, John, we're a little uncertain as to what all this is, how this is going to play out. What triggered all this was Sandy Hook, and our group, Concerned Gun Owners of Bucks County, was formed not quite 3 months ago when we saw the reaction, specifically by the Dianne Feinstein bill, to basically ban weapons and ban high-capacity magazines, which does absolutely nothing to address the issue of what happened at Sandy Hook.
Steve Onofre is a member of the Concerned Gun Owners of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Brian Smith, would you agree with that? Would you say this shift to background checks is really the future of where America is headed in this debate?
I feel the background checks, especially with the gun shows and internet, really is just a common sense step. I mean, to go to a reputable dealer, you have to go through those. So it seems to extend that same idea onto other avenues to buy weapons. But I do agree that this legislation doesn't really address the issues that contribute to things like the Sandy Hook tragedy.
So what would you do? What would you change? What would you propose to change what actually happened in Sandy Hook? Brian?
I feel like the biggest issue right now is the lack of education by a number of new gun owners. As being a gun owner myself and growing up around guns, I was taught at an early age to respect weapons, to understand they are, they're designed to kill things. And I feel like a lot of new gun owners don't have the proper training, understanding of safety and storage. I would like to see gun owners go through the same process that I did to get my concealed weapons permit. Because I feel like an example at Sandy Hook, if there was a proper gun safe storing those weapons and keeping them secure as they should have been, a number of these school incidents could be avoided.
Steve, what do you think about that?
Well, we'd like to take it one step further and come up with a comprehensive protection plan for our children in schools, one that includes armed guards in the schools itself that are properly trained and licensed to protect our children. Could be employees of the school, could be staff, could be teachers. But one common theme is, in many of these instances, is that these deranged individuals target what we call soft targets, gun-free zones. Criminals don't abide by that. What's happening is we are seeing laws that are targeting law-abiding citizens that are doing absolutely nothing to prevent the tragedy that took place at Sandy Hook. Let's stop the bleeding, which would be immediately putting a protection plan in place for our children.
Can I interrupt you there just for a second? I mean,
sure.
Isn't there something emotionally just despairing about we live in a country where we have to have armed guards to protect our kids from ourselves?
John, you're absolutely 100% right. And what we're doing is we're reaping the fruits of about three generations worth of the destruction of the family, government intruding into our lives. So we're seeing the results of a couple of generations now of the erosion of the fabric of our society in America.
All right. That's Steve Onofre, a member of the Concerned Gun Owners of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Brian Smith, would you agree with that? There's been a lot of periods of time in American history where there wasn't the traditional family like Steve is describing, and we didn't have the gun violence that we have today.
I disagree. If we're just talking about the economics of it, the student from the Sandy Hook tragedy was not economically challenged. He had every advantage. And as far as the notion of putting more armed guards in schools, I feel like that's treating the problem after it's happened. And if we focused on education and training new gun owners to be responsible in their storage and use of their guns, then it helps keep the guns out of schools, not just have an armed guard there to address a student who's already brought the gun to school.
Is the debate we're having today healthier than the debate that preceded the assault weapons ban in 1993?
Is it healthier?
More honest?
It's somewhat more honest, but it's still not addressing the core issues. Just limiting background checks will not prevent legally purchased guns from getting in the hands of children. I think we need to have a frank conversation about the increase in proliferation of guns in America today. And the kind of people buying these new guns didn't grow up with the same respect and training and common sense way to handle a gun. And that's causing a lot of these problems. We have irresponsible, unknowledgeable people owning machines designed to kill 30 and 40 people.
Steve?
I agree with John on the fact that people need to be educated, but that doesn't address the problem of our children being in danger today. The only part of the Toomey legislation is their Title III, which talks about National Commission on Mass Violence. And we might see results out of that that will protect our children a year, 2 years down the road. In the military, when I was in the military, we were taught first aid. And the number one item on first aid is to stop the bleeding. And to protect our children, we need to stop the bleeding today.
All right. Well, we'd love to hear all of the responses and views of you folks out there. You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Go to thetakeaway.org. We've been speaking with Steve Onofre, member of the Concerned Gun Owners of Bucks County. How many guns do you own, Steve?
I have five.
And Brian Smith, who's from Charleston, West Virginia. How many guns do you own, Brian?
I have a 9mm semi-automatic and a 12-gauge shotgun.
All right, Brian and Steve, thanks so much for being a part of this today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
We want to let you know that The Takeaway is exploring gun ownership in America in a special hour-long broadcast airing today at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch that online at thetakeaway.org. Our Michigan out here in Oregon is to get away from the possibly predictable back east Washington, D.C. debate and to explore some of the rich history and unmistakable Americana of gun ownership. Everybody remembers their first gun, and we're asking you for your stories about your first gun, BB, pellet, dart, caps, or something more heavy duty. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. One of the things to bear in mind is that the voices of the gun control debate are by and large not people in the center of gun culture in America. You could hear that in our conversation a moment ago, but is that changing? We had to convince someone who is right in the middle of all this that it is safe to talk to the media. On our way out west this week, we took a little trip across the New Jersey state line to remind ourselves why the state of Pennsylvania is a place where guns are always in season. The town of Easton, PA, right off Interstate 78. And about an hour and a half outside of New York City, where you have to be a cop to buy any guns retail, you come to Easton, Pennsylvania, just across the New Jersey line, and American Sport Shooting, run by Mr. Rich Flynn, who we're going to meet. Rich Flynn?
How you doing?
John Hockenberry.
Nice to meet you,
nice
John.
To meet you.
Rich Flynn has a big store in Easton, Pennsylvania, but he wishes he had more stock. Everything has been selling like crazy since the Newtown tragedy. Flynn doesn't consider himself a gun salesman, per se. He says, instead, he's in the self-defense business.
So you are the man behind American Sport Shooting right here in Easton?
Yes, I am.
How many folks are dependent on this shop, either customers, family, workers?
Well, my entire family is dependent on this shop, my wife and two children. Local area customers, I probably have a few hundred that come in and out now and then, you know, when they need different things. Guns, ammo, accessories, holsters, cleaning equipment, anything firearms related or knife related, self-protection related. I got involved with hunting when I first opened up, and it just didn't work out. It was very slow-moving, you know, 2 or 3 month a year business for me, and that's it. So I pretty much went mostly all self-defense, handguns, tactical rifles and shotguns, stuff like that.
Self-defense industry makes me think the end of the world is around the corner, Rich. You don't think
not
that?
Not really.
Most of us carry, I carry a gun on me every day. There's a lot of carry licenses out here in Pennsylvania. People carry, you got to decide you want to choose not to be a victim. I'm not going to allow anybody just to get away with mugging me or trying to kill me. I mean, what's going on in the news these days? People aren't just robbing people, they're trying to kill one another. It's insane.
People in the gun business have a difficult time talking to the media. A lot of concern, a lot of nervousness about starting a conversation with the media. Why is that?
Well, most of us feel the media is basically 95% slanted towards anti-gunners. None of us, especially business owners, want any of the heat that comes along with that, especially a small business owner like myself. You get too many people picketing your building or causing all kinds of headaches for you, you could pretty much put you out of business.
Has that happened to you, picketing?
Hasn't happened to me yet, but it has happened to more gun dealers down in the Philly area.
What's the one thing you would want to add to the national conversation about guns if you had the floor and everybody was listening to you?
To not believe in gun control. So far, any laws that have been passed to curb any kind of violence haven't worked. The problem we have is with criminals, not with law-abiding citizens trying to buy guns.
So they say everybody remembers their first gun. Do you remember yours?
Sure. I bought my first gun when I moved to Pennsylvania. I come from New Jersey, and it was a very difficult process in New Jersey, and still is, to buy a handgun. And I think it's 1989 or so, somewhere around that time. Smith & Wesson 9mm, Model 59. And I still have it.
All right, Rich. Well, we really appreciate you showing us this stuff.
Okay, excellent. It was very nice meeting you, John.
Thank you
very much.
Gun owner Rich Flynn owns a gun store in Easton, Pennsylvania. And to catch our hour-long special on gun ownership in America, airing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, visit our website at thetakeaway.org.